in a room.
It will be very good.
And Guru Maharaj was very clever. He immediately thinks something happened. Then, why shall I go to roof? I'm here, it's okay. I told, please come and you will walk there. And he's coming and telling, what will be there? Then I told, I shall take your photo. Ah, you are also likewise a devotee. Then I told the Guru Maharaj, no Maharaj, it is not actually that. The devotee is coming from so far. And Shri Guru Maharaj,
your disciple,
Amritadasi, Hare Krishna. They come from so far and they will go back. What they will take? Little photo they are taking only. And if you not agree, what they will do? Oh, no, I shall not enthusiasm for that. I told him, not necessarily enthusiasm for yourself, I am enthusiastic to take. And then please, you come and you stand by, I shall take few photos. That's, oh, okay. Then I shall distribute to the devotees. Okay, then Guru Maharaj come, and I have seen his very happy mood. Then I gave in left hand a stick, without stick, and there is many way I took six or eight photos. You stand please this way, you stand this way. Guru Maharaj was very simple hearted. Eh? He can understand diplomacy. And he immediately guessed, I am doing diplomacy with him. And that is, it is my nature, I first going to Guru Maharaj, looking his mood. How is his, what is his mood? If mood is not very well, then I am making some illusion and turning his mood. And I know which way we can make illusion. That is, some of the slokas Guru Maharaj like very much. And looking that mood, morning, evening, and night, and noon, I am watching his mood, then I know this is good for this sloka. Then I am starting that sloka. And Guru Maharaj happily explaining that. And when he is explaining, he is going inside of the sloka. And many way he is describing that. He is forgetting himself. Then I am doing my work. That photo of Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj do not want to take any photo. Then after that a devotee took, but without flash. Then Guru Maharaj cannot understand. But Guru Maharaj knows, he can see the shadow. Yes, Prabhu? Anything?
One question.
Yes.
Maybe a long question, but you can answer it how you like, of course. The holy name. Quality and quantity. Sometimes Guru Maharaj mentioned Harinam Chintamani, that conversation between Mahaprabhu and Srila Haridas Thakur, as that very nice for the devotees to read that. In there it says that we take the holy name, small number, concentrating fully, like that. But in other places of the scriptures, many places it says, take the name constantly to remove the offences of the holy name. So can you speak about that quality and quantity?
It is not hard to understand. That is what we need. We need to satisfy Krishna. And non-different Krishna is Harinam. But we cannot see form of Krishna. Also, we cannot touch the form of Harinam. What we are chanting, that's coming out from our tongue. And our tongue is not transcendental. What is English? Transcendental?
Yes.
Not spiritual. And other Maharaj, you told? Transcendental, spiritual, and maybe. That our tongue actually not get form of transcendental. But we are chanting. Then we give our attention to chant first. And if Harinam will please to me, then he will appear in my tongue. Then that will come as form of transcendental. Then necessary to give attention, not for quantity. It is necessary quality to see that. And quality will come that way, full attentive way, when we shall try to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There must will come, I cannot chant. Harinam not appearing in my tongue. Feelings always will come. Then attention when you will give, you will must be slow. Then quality attention will come to you. Then quantity attention not will come. But also it is instruction of Guru must chant 4 rounds. But Guru not told at a time 4 rounds you will chant. Then whole 24 hours you are getting time. When you will feel that this is your feelings will come. Now I shall chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That time I am chanting mostly in bed. And I am remembering Guru Maharaj's mood, which way he is chanting and which way it will appear. And only not the Harinam, who is doing Harinam, who have done Harinam. That way, their process we are trying to remember. Haridas Thakur, he is chanting 3 lakhs. There is quantity. He is showing the quantity. But quantity, when not finished, Haridas Thakur not taking prasadam. That was his nature. But Mahaprabhu said, Tumi Siddha Deha Sadhane Agraha Kane Karo. Now you can chant less than 3 lakhs. Now you are firm. Then first necessary, Mahaprabhu said, first necessary that quality. Then, if you can chant with quantity, that's more good. But why minimum 4 rounds or 16 rounds? It is only for practice. And that result I have seen, without chanting beads, if always try to remember Krishna, in sleeping time also you will see that Krishna is something. Also that environment in sleeping time also you can see. When some difficulty will come to in our front, we are thinking that difficulty. And night we are getting that dream. This is our mind nature. Then nature transformation, for the transformation of nature, it is necessary to remember constantly. And who can do it? He can do. That example you will see in Gundicha, cleaning of Gundicha Mandir, there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Everybody, they are telling Krishna Krishna and doing work in hand. Somebody needs one bucket of water, he is asking, Krishna, 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 give me Krishna, Krishna. And he is giving, he is throwing the water, Krishna, Krishna, with that. That activity, which way the devotee will be active, he will do all the work, but his tongue always try to chant Krishna. Then mood and mind will transform within the habit of chanting. And when habit will come, I cannot leave that habit. We have many habits and we cannot leave. Somebody's have intoxication habit, somebody's have eating habit, somebody's have passing habit. Many bodies, many way, some habit. But if we make our habit only to chant Hare Krishna this way, then we will tell always Hare Krishna. In mind, not necessary to show to others also. This only, or ki, je necessary, the quality name. Quality name means I want to transform my tongue in form of transcendental way. Otherwise, name not will dance in my tongue. One song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, there Krishna Nam Hare Kata Bal, Vishay Vasana Nale, Mohar Chitta Sadajale Ravitatta Marubhumi Sama, Karnaranda Pathadiya Hridimaje Praveshya Barishaya Sudha Anupama, Hidaya Hoite Bale, Jivhara Gyote Chale, Shabda Rupe Nache Anukha. When I will be firm with that transcendental name, or not, maybe it is fully transcendental form. It's sometimes will come mixed way. Dekhite dekhite Siradha Madhavi Rupete Koribe Ala. When Gaur Gadadhar, he is explaining Bhaktivinoda Thakur some other song, je in Gadrum Kunja, there Radha, Gaur among Gadadhar, he is worshipping and he is thinking about Radha Krishna and pastimes of Radha Krishna. Then he is looking Gaur Gadadhar and meditating Radha Krishna's pastimes. In the meantime, when it transforms as a Radha Krishna form, Gaur Gadadhar, he have not guess it, but it's happened already. And he's looking, dekhite dekhite, Gaura Gadadhar, Siradha Madhav, Rupete Koribe Ala. Then Gaura Gadadhar is looking Radha Madhav. And their movement, after looking sometimes, then he is fainted there. His song showing, that song in some Gitavali, Titavali, there maybe, Giti Mala, maybe there. Or Kolan Kalpatabu, maybe. Then after, when he got sense, then have said nothing is there. Lightning, like lightning, it will come sometimes in our tongue, sometimes in our heart, but if we continue our meditation, not it is English meditation, or chanting service, then one day it will appear in our heart, and going, coming, then stay. That position will come. It is the process to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But devotee's mood is not same always. This I am looking, I am seeing it. It is my feelings I am telling, what I have that I can tell. If your mood always will go for the service to Krishna, and as well as your Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, then what you know and what is unknown to you, both sometimes will appear to you, appear to your heart. Then you can understand what is light and what is darkness. But all depending upon your mood of chanting, and not only that, mood of chanting and mood of service. If you think it is my service, that is very good. Chanting is my service. I do not know why I am chanting. And what I shall remember, I do not know. I am not necessary to know. Guru more murkha dekhi korilo taro shasan, tumi murkha tomar nahi vedanta adhikar, Krishna naam japo sada ei mantra sar. When Mahaprabhu expressing to Prakashananda Saraswati in Kashi, he is seated where he is washing the feet, the sannyasis. He gone there and washed his hand and leg, then seated near that. But shown his glories and his form was very effulgent. And seeing that, all the sannyasis taunted, Dandavat Maharaj, please take seat, Maharaj. Here, you can sit here. Yes, Subhida, then I can go. Where is your Subhida? There you can sit. Then, seeing effulgence of Mahaprabhu, all the sannyasis was very surprised. Oh, it is bright sun like that. And Prakashananda also surprised. Prakashananda heard the Chaitanya Dev come here, and he is making all the Kashivasis Vaishnava. And he was very angry. And he told his disciple and devotees, don't go to Chaitanya Dev. But one Brahman, he invited that Mayavadi group headed by Prakashananda, also invited Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu do not want to go there, but he need to distribute his mercy to Prakashananda. And remembering that, he went there. Then Prakashananda said, why you are there? Please come here. We are here. You are in our sampradaya sannyasi. Maybe you are little younger, but we are looking, you are very bright. Come here and take seat here. Mahaprabhu said, no, I am very insignificant and also, what do you call it? I am khubi. Inferior, maybe. I am very inferior, insignificant, and I have no qualification. You are all great pandit. Then Prakashananda said, please come here and take seat. Then Mahaprabhu took seat. Prakashananda himself took his hand and looking, seeing that Mahaprabhu is very humble then his mind also soft, gone soft way. Then he questioning direct to Mahaprabhu, why you are chanting and dancing? What is this? You are a sannyasi of our sampradaya. That is, you took sannyas from Bharati. Bharati may be middle stage of sannyasi. Not maybe high class, but second class sannyas, Bharati. But maybe that. But why you are not coming to us and why you are chanting and dancing? You must read the Vedanta, you must discuss with us, Vedanta Darshan. Are you not doing that? Mahaprabhu said, yes, I do not know, my mind was not good, then I took sannyas. I cannot stay in Grihastha Ashram, and my mind was very renounced way, gone. Then I took sannyas, but I am very unqualified, I not read anything. And my guru, he also said, oh, not necessary to read anything. You are a foolish and unqualified, you cannot read. If you read, you cannot understand the meanings. Then not necessary to read, Mahaprabhu said to Prakashananda. You chant Hare Krishna, and that is the goal of life in this human body. Then you have got human body, you have got nature of renounce. Then you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and that is the highest goal of life. And what necessary to read the Vedanta Darshan, etc. And I am not chanting actually, I am not dancing also. I am, our Guru Radhesh Palan Kochi. I am following the order of my Guru. Guru said, you chant Hare Krishna, then I am chanting Hare Krishna, Mahamantra. Then, when I am chanting Hare Krishna, following instruction of my Guru Maharaj, then Hare Krishna Mahamantra suddenly come in my tongue, and he make me come in my heart and tongue, and he is dancing in my tongue. And I am not actually dancing. It is all movement of the Harinam. Through Harinam I have got this movement. It is not my desire actually. I do not want to do that. That is, it is, I am very shy to do that. But what shall I do? I am following order of Guru Maharaj. And it's coming to me and it's giving me that type of mood. Then Prakashananda said, yes, it is good, but you must hear Vedanta Darshan. Yes, yes, sir, you tell Vedanta Darshan, I shall hear from you. Then he started, and lastly he defeated to Prakashananda Saraswati, what you are telling, this is that. That way Mahaprabhu expressed his heart. And Prakashananda Saraswati also defeated and thinking, oh, this man, how much humble. Then one day, that day gone, and other day he have seen Chaitanya Dev coming and mob coming behind him. And he is going dancing, maybe to take bath or after taking bath. He's dancing in the way. And from side he is looking, oh, this I need actually. What I have done, whole life. And he is following his order of Guru, and then he has got this mood of ecstasy, and in intoxicated way, he is dancing and chanting. And seeing the Mahaprabhu's form and mood, heavily convinced, he cannot stay. He gone to Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and took their feet. I am thinking you are really form of Harinam Sankirtan. Otherwise my mind cannot attract anywhere. And this expression we also see in the sloka of Billo Mangal Thakur. Kadnamrita that grantha Mahaprabhu bought from South India. There Billa Mangal Thakur expressed one sloka. Advaita Bithi Pathikai Rupasya Sananda Singhasana Labda Dikha Hatena Kenapi Bayam Satena Dasi Krita Gopavadhu Vitena. I was in this throne of Advaita Mata. It is heart expression of Prakashananda also. I was in the headmaster of Advaita Marga, and I am holding that chair, Singhasan, throne. And nobody can defeat me and convince me. And I am happily, with full regard, I am sitting always in that conception of Advaita Marga. But hatena kenapi bhayam shathena. But suddenly Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come here and he took my mind. And not only took, he mashed my all the Advaita conception and make me his servant. Here Dasi Krita, that's Billa Mangal Thakur's expression, I become the guard servant, maid servant of Krishna. And here Prakashananda's expression, he make me his maid servant and get that position. It is very inconceivable thinking. But it's happened already. And he took the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and apologized, "I have done much offense to you, and what you are doing, that is need for everybody. Then you give your Harinam to me." And he took that Harinam. And through this example, we can understand, it's not necessary to read the Vedanta or Ved or anything. In this Kali Yuga, all is necessary to chant Hare Krishna without offense. But chant Hare Krishna, it is fast. Then without offense will come to you. When you will think, it is for myself, then you will take it and chant. Then why not result you are getting? You must will think. Then you search, where is fault? Then, after searching, you can see there is 10 kinds of offenses. Then you try to leave that offense. But you don't stop your chanting. And you try to remember it constantly. And through your service it will come, no doubt. That is, we are doing service by mentally, by bodily and by talking way. And mentally we not will stop. And when bodily we can do much seva, service. So not only it is missionary service, every higher what you will do, that you must change in the form of service. That is the service life. Then, this way, try to chant Hare Krishna constantly, then nothing difficulty will come to you. And mundane difficulty, that's coming through the karma. And the devotee do not want to engage Krishna, he will make it, and he will clean my courtyard. Anyway, I am trying to express in English. Yes. It is not nature of devotee. Devotee always wants to do something, not for himself, for others, and especially for Krishna. Then, first necessary, the quality, we shall look that quality. Then, we not only leave quantity also. As much possible, we shall try to do that, but quantity is not there quantity not only the important. Actual important is chant quality. To see the quality that way, and that is good. But when I cannot chant,
This is Ratnabahu
Das from Melbourne. I heard your name, and you are coming, I heard also. Very happy to see you from here. Then quality is necessary mostly. But if we leave quantity, then quality not will come. Then quantity also necessary. And some regular way, it is good. That is, our mind do not want to chant regular way. Then first necessary to practice. I heard Srila Swami Maharaj, he ordered, before taking Harinam, he is giving some mala. You chant, 3 months you try first. Then he is telling the Harinam, 3 months or 6 months, some way. That is, it was his intent. He will engage himself. He will try to cooperate with that environment of Sankirtan. And if he is sincere, then his heart will want that chanting Harinam Sankirtan. This way. Many Vaishnavas in this world, they have some experience and they use that experience for others. That is, Vaishnava nature wants to do something good for others, not bad for anybody. But if he have anything, he will try to make good for others through that. That is the nature of Vaishnavas. You have seen Gaukisha Darbhavaji Maharaj. His character, he is telling, don't imitate. You are taking Harinam Sankirtan. Living in a choi, you know, heart. Living in a heart. And showing you are doing Harinam Sankirtan. But it is not really Harinam Sankirtan you are doing. You need pratishtha.
Fame.
You need fame like a Siddha Mahapurush. And that is, you are showing that. But it is not possible. And he gave one example very nice. After marriage, you mixed with your husband, then you will be pregnant, then baby will come in your womb, then after 280 days, normally you will produce the child. And that time not necessary to say go to labor room. But before that, if you will not married, and before that you will going to labor room, what you will produce there? Then very hard example. Before marriage you will going to labor room and there you will trying to produce something. But what you will produce? That is, you have no connection with husband, you are not pregnant, many things necessary. Then you can produce a child. You are going to heart, that is like labor room, and they are trying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, showing to others I am chanting. But what you will produce? That is, you have no connection, real connection with Krishna and Krishna-nam. Then you cannot produce anything. Only you need some fame, that is, you are doing that. This example of Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj. Then what is name of Krishna and what is not? That's necessary to also know. Otherwise, which way you will take it? Every Vaishnavas have own some feelings, and that way they are trying to do something good for others. Then Srila Guru Maharaj has his own line. That is, he have got that way. Srila Sai Maharaj have own line. He have got that way. But it is non-different actually in the fact. It is non-different, but there something different must be some way. Process to take the food of Western, that is another. Food of Eastern, that's also another. Food of South Indian, another process. Food of Northern India, that's also another process. But all food going to the belly, stomach. And they are trying that way. There is little different, must be there. And without difference, not possible. That is, every jiva soul's or every Mahapurusha's nature of the Mahapurusha, that not will be same at a time. It is not possible. And each saints have his own sadhana, and through that they are trying to do something good for others. That is Goshtanandi Vaishnava. It's called Goshtanandi Vaishnava. Goshtanandi means who is eager to chant congregationally. He is the Goshtanandi Vaishnava. And who is doing bhajan, he is only bhajan, not mixing with others. He is Goshtanandi and Bhajanandi. He is Bhajanandi Vaishnava. And his process and Goshtanandi's process not will be same. But our line is Goshtanandi, not Bhajanandi line. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he said it clearly to Guru Maharaj, that letter published also before. You will see that. Haribol. This Prabhupada. Oh. Yeah. Arrest me.
Maharaj?
Yes, Prabhu.
On Guru Maharaj's passing, I'm thinking that he is going to Navadvip, Mahaprabhu. But at the same time, I must think that he is in Shrimurti, in the Temple of Union and Separation. So how can I see it happening simultaneously?
That is depending upon feelings. Actually, he is living in every heart and at a time in Samadhi Mandir. Samadhi Mandir, we are telling the Samadhi. Samadhi means his existence fully conscious way there. But he is not, this way Samadhi. Samadhi this way happening. Existence fully conscious way they are present. But he is inactive by bodily, there, inactive. That's called Samadhi. some ordinary person, we are telling it is dead. But for Mahapurush, we are telling it is Samadhi. And not only by telling, it is differentiating his existence fully with consciousness, living there, but not moving. And he can stay everywhere through his transcendental form also. Then that form also transcendental, but it is still in samadhi form. And like kayabbuha means yogis, the high class yogi, they can take they can also take form at a time many way. That's called kayabbuha. And only mentally he can make present himself everywhere. That is one part. And other part is that when he is my Gurudev, Gurudev's form always we can see everywhere. That is the real vision. I can see form of Gurudev in form of my disciple, in form of my god brother, in form of his associates, in form of his paraphernalia, everywhere. If I have that type of vision, I can see that. That is, his play is not mundane. Play is transcendental of Gurudev. In transcendental way, he can live everywhere. And when the devotees actually rule is other, but I am not following that way. Every day we are offering Srila Guru Maharaj like deity. But in the room of Guru Maharaj, they are also going every day one bhoga. You have seen or not? But it not necessary to offer in his room. That is, he come out from his room and stayed as samadhi form. But when devotee wants to give there some bhoga, I am not telling no. And it is not actually rule. But I am looking, yes, Guru Maharaj can satisfy his devotee. He have that power. Then when they are offering, thank you, Guru. When they are offering to his room, it is also engagement for one brahmachari. But I have very less brahmachari in our mart. But when they are eager to give that bhoga, I am not objecting. Giving chance to them, yes, you can offer to Guru Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj is present, we must see everywhere. And he is our protector of devotional life. If we are surrendered to Guru, then he will protect anyway to me and my spiritual life. He is also present here. We are looking, is all the disciple, many disciples is here, and they are chanting Guru Maharaj's glories, Guru Maharaj's name, and he is appearing and taking offerings from his devotee. We cannot say, maybe, we cannot see that with our mind and vision, but it is note of scripture. Through that we can understand. Sarva Maharaj, you tell something. I am always doing bakar 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 bakar.
Especially Guru Maharaj's presence in you.
Oh, that's not necessary. Please stop.
Yeah.